Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, this year are doing It's a Wonderful Life, using their talent and skill to create a radio drama that you'll be able to watch. And it's fun to watch radio. After all, that's why we're building this addition to our showcase studios here. But we're going to talk with Sue Curry, who can tell us a little bit about this production. Lynette Garland is also here, plus six cast members. And we'll start with you, Sue. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Well, this is basically the movie put on the radio, and the six people that are in the studio this morning are the cast. They play multiple roles, and I'm thrilled to be part of it. I'm thrilled to be able to just watch them perform. There's not a whole lot for me to direct because they're all so great. So
now, I know It's a Wonderful Life as a radio play has been done in other parts of the country. I can't recall it being done in Pittsburgh, at least recently. Is there a script that's out there, or did you adapt the script yourself?
Oh, no. The script was written by Joe Landry, and it's through Dramatist Play Service, so we are just using that script.
And I think it came after the movie,
if I believe so.
Memory serves. And a lot of people don't know, but It's a Wonderful Life was pretty much a flop when it first came out. The movie did not do very well. Part of it was because, oh gosh, what's the movie? Another great movie was filmed that same year, came out that same year, called Best Years of Our Lives. Thank you. You can yet shout it out. Best Years of Our Lives came out that year. But over the years, and I think It's a Wonderful Life was became a readily available, cheap, if not free, if not we'll pay you to run it, movie that TV stations had access to. And it kind of became a classic after that. And I like the movie. It's a very lovable movie.
It's my favorite movie. My favorite Christmas movie.
Do you have a scene that you especially like?
Oh, God, there are so many scenes. My favorite scene in the movie is towards the end when George comes home and
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Right.
I like the top of the banister that constantly falls off, and he says, "Drafty old house," because
old house.
I have such a banister and such a house. Lynette, it must have been something to try to put this together. How did you figure out the Foley effects?
Oh, well, we have actually a Foley artist who's here today to explain about what she does. And
Here's a microphone. Let's meet you and learn more about what you do. Odds are your name is Sarah, but I don't know. We've two Sarahs, a Sue and a Lynette here. Which Sarah are you?
Oh, I'm Bailey Brown.
Oh, you are. There is a Bailey here,
I know. It's an androgynous name.
Oh, yes. Sarah, Bailey. Okay. The odds are getting better now. So tell me a little bit about your work as a Foley artist.
Well, I've always been intrigued at the sounds that objects can make. And so whenever I saw that they were doing the radio play of It's a Wonderful Life, which I love that movie too, I came in and I auditioned for, I also play Violet in it, so that's really fun too. I think that she's a great character. But the girl that George didn't choose.
Oh, Violet. Violet is the entrepreneur of the film, right? The
blonde. Well, I mean, yes, I guess you can call that. Yeah. Now. As long as you hike up your skirt a little bit when you say entrepreneur.
Don't tell people I'm wearing a skirt. That's
yeah, and so it was actually a combination effort of a lot of different people. Certain people we were trying to figure out glass breaking and
you brought glass breaking here with
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
You?
I have it right here.
I heard it earlier and I actually thought that something broke.
And our wonderful stage manager like figured out that it's bottle caps in a pillowcase being hit is the sound of glass breaking.
Can you do that really? Yeah. You can. Here, we'll hold that microphone.
Either one. Here.
Oh my gosh, that's something. Where are you from? And
I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I traveled around for a while trying to figure myself out, both from jobs and then from school and everything else. But after living on the West Coast for 4 years, I came back over here to just be back in Appalachia and close to my parents. And I've always wanted to live in Pittsburgh, so here we are.
Well, great. Let's meet everybody. As long as we have the microphone, we'll just pass that down the line. And then we'll do a scene, then we'll talk more about the production and have another scene for you. I know you're not Sue. I didn't get a chance to meet everybody ahead of time. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name's Frankie Shoup. I live in Delmont, but I'm originally from Bedford, Pennsylvania. So a little connection there with Bedford Falls.
Absolutely, and not too far from Indiana, the home of Jimmy Stewart.
Absolutely.
And how did you get involved with the Savoy Arts?
Well, this is actually my first production with Savoy Arts.
I thought so.
I've been acting since I was 9, so a number of years. But I've been involved with several theater companies around Pittsburgh. But yeah, I'm happy to be doing this role. It's one of my favorites.
Do you remember? What is your role?
I'm George Bailey.
Oh, very nice. What was your first role when you were 9? Do you remember?
Oh, my. I was a lost boy in Peter Pan.
Oh, so, that's a nice a nice role. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you. And let's meet the person who's next to you, and we'll find out her role, too. You must be Sarah. Hello.
I am one of the Sarahs. Hello. My name is Sarah Pahala. And appropriately next to George, I play Mary Hatch, young Mary and Mary. And I'm originally from up north a ways, Sharon, PA, but I went to Point Park University and graduated from the Conservatory of Performing Arts a few years ago.
Look
and
at
I've been doing theater since I was a child as well. And this is my first show, although with the Savoyards as well, because I found out about their Bellevue space, and I live on the north side, right nearby, and I saw the casting notice, and I was like, what the hey, I'll submit myself, who knows what'll happen. And sure enough, I got the call saying, would you like to be Mary? And I was like, yes, I love Wonderful Life as well, and the show and the role, and here I am.
What a wonderful thing. Did you know you wanted to be an actor when you were very young?
Yes, I've done theater for many years. Started as Brigitte von Trapp in The Sound of Music many moons ago, and I've done The Bug Bit Me, and I've been going ever since, and I've done acting, some directing, singing. I actually directed a production of Wonderful Life a few years ago with a little company up north, Black Sheep Players. So when I saw this, I thought, how fun to get to be one of the characters this time.
And not have the burden of directing.
Yes, although we love Mama Sue. She's wonderful.
Well, and where are you from originally?
Sharon, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Sharon.
About an hour and a half north.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't know you grew
part of the
up
Shenango
there.
Valley.
Yes. I know Sharon and where you can get shoes at that really
Ryers,
big shoe store.
The world's largest shoe factory.
I had to think about that for
it's
a
one
minute.
Of the things we're, few things we're known for.
That and Quaker Steak and Lube, yep. Although now they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yes, they've expanded. We have the first, though.
Yes.
Our two claims to fame in Daffin's. That's about it.
Well, it's
chocolate.
Nice to meet you. Let's meet the guy.
Yes.
I wonder who this is going to be. What role do you play?
I have 13 roles.
Oh, my goodness.
The biggest thing, I'm Clarence the Angel.
Oh, very nice.
I should identify myself. I'm actually Bruce Travers is my name. And I'm very happy to be doing Clarence because in the movie, Clarence was played by an actor named Henry Travers. And I like to joke that, yes, that's my great uncle Henry. And the truth is the actor's real name wasn't even Travers.
Well, you've got Mary Travers or Henry Travers.
That's right.
There. What other roles do you play?
Mr. Potter. And I guess if I can refer to my cheat sheet here, I'm Mr. Martini. I am Bert the Cop. I am George's father and his son. So that's fun. You have to try to remember which voice I'm
How
doing.
How about Sam Wainwright?
No, he's
nope.
Next to me there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like the old man who yells at him. I think. Oh, and Dr. Campbell, I think, is a big role. But other things, it's just, a couple of my roles are 3 lines, and that's it. That's the only time the guy appears. And one I play a bouncer named Binky,
and he only gets 2 lines, and that's really sad because Binky is the real star of the show.
From his point of view.
Yeah, he's the one when Martini's turns into a a bar that George gets thrown out of, right?
That's right.
I can remember the
New Mirror Show.
That sounds fun because everybody knows the movie so well. It's going to be really fun to watch it as a radio play. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from a very small town called Middleport, New York, which is the Erie Canal, goes right through it. It has never been as many as 2,000 people. We got really close one year in a census. But you know, when I say small, people in Pittsburgh will say, oh, yeah, I grew up in a small town. We only had 12,000 people. And I'm like, that was a big city where I grew up. So,
2,000.
So, and I moved to Pittsburgh in 1992 because I was visiting a friend who lived here, and I just said, hey, I'll come down and spend a week, and fell in love with the city. I said, I've got to live here.
It's terrific. Yeah. And is this your first performance with the Savoy Arts?
No, my first performance, oddly enough, I got involved because a good friend of mine from other theater work, Rob Hockenberry, asked me to be Gilbert, and I would introduce one of their operettas. They were doing the Mikado, and they actually wanted the opening scene to have Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan. And it was just all acted out. But he said he wanted me to try that. And,
nice.
Yeah. I should say acted on pantomime. Of course it was acted. But and then I did a little introduction to let people know where the bathrooms are and that sort of thing. So that's my first thing I'm doing with the Savoy Arts.
Excellent. Well, now we're going to meet Bob. Bob is the character of the group because on our little sheet here, don't think I didn't notice this, Bob. Everybody signs a sheet when they come here to help me and to help us make sure that we get things by. And because kids also sign the sheet, we have school written. And Bob wrote Hard Knocks under school. Sue, incidentally, wrote old, as in old school. And now I see Bailey wrote life. You all wrote funny answers, except for Bruce, who gave Middleport Elementary a little shout out. Bob, tell me about now. You're Sam Wainwright, among others.
Hee-haw, everyone! Hee-haw. Yes, I'm Sam Wainwright. I also play Joseph the Angel, Uncle Billy, Harry Bailey. One of my favorites, doing my best Sheldon Leonard impersonation, is Nick the bartender at Martini's.
Didn't know that was Sheldon Leonard. That's something.
Yeah, and that's what a great voice to emulate.
Yeah.
Along those, and it wasn't until walking in the studio that Lynette told me I have 16 roles. I certainly know them, but I didn't really ever count them up. So
what's nice is you get paid for every role.
It's in my contract.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm just a kid from the Rocks. So I grew up downriver in McKees Rocks, and my wife and I now live in Peters Township in Washington County.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then we have the other Sarah next to you. Now, let me think.
Waving is not actually effective on the air, in case anybody ever wondered.
Oh, we all knew you were waving. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Sarah Deasy. I play every woman who is not Mary or Violet. At some point, we were out there trying
to
count.
Are you Zuzu?
I am Zuzu.
How nice.
Which is hilarious because I'm also 30-something.
Yeah.
I play every woman who's not Mary or Violet. I think we totaled me up at 11 because I also do some Foley assistance.
No, I have at least 12.
We have 12?
Yeah. See, wow.
This.
So there are like 40 or 50 characters in this, if I'm keeping count here. That's a busy script. Well, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, this presentation of It's a Wonderful Life, it's a radio play, and we'll give you all the dates and stuff, but let's just learn a little bit more about you. Are you from this area?
Yeah, I grew up in Highland Park. The furthest I ever got away was I spent some time at University of the Arts in Philadelphia, but came back here and got stuck in the black hole that is Pittsburgh. I've been, I've been performing since I was a kid. My first role was a munchkin in The Wizard of Oz. I was this little six-year-old who knew that I was supposed to be in the front row.
Bruce just said, black hole of Pittsburgh. This is the big city. The big city. This is, you should see Middleport.
I frequently joke that there are 12 people in Pittsburgh, and I know at least six of them. So.
Yes, it's
Yeah, the community gets smaller and smaller. So yeah, this is my first time performing with the Savoyards. I've performed with the Pittsburgh New Works Festival, Through Line Theater Company, Gemini Theater. Oh my God, the Theater Factory. I'm looking at Sue because that's where I met her. The Theater Factory, I think that's it.
Well, Pittsburgh has quite a community of actors. It's incredible, partly perhaps because of the great schools that we have here, but we have a great infrastructure for theater too, with a lot of great presenting organizations, including the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. You can just lay that down on. Cool. Lay it on. We shall have a motion to lay it on the table. Go ahead. You're good.
Okay. You stopped me. I got confused.
No, it was just. Let me turn to Mama Sue now.
And now you're all calling me.
See, Mama Sue. I picked up on that. We have a couple scenes. What's the first scene that these guys will do? And then we'll just sort of turn it over to them. Do you need to set it up at all?
Well, the first scene we're going to do is George and Mary's first date.
Oh, with the hydrangea bush, maybe.
Well, not quite.
No.
So George walked Mary home. Is that important, Joseph?
I'd say it is, because even though Mary lived only four blocks away, it took them 2 hours to get there.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? And dance by the light of the moon.
Oh, hot dog! Oh boy, like an organ.
Beautiful.
Gee whiz. Hey, you know something? If it wasn't me, I would say you're the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you just say it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will. Hey, how old are you anyway?
18.
18?
Too young or too old?
Oh, no, it's just right. Your age fits you. Oh, hey, look where we are.
Oh, the old Grainville house.
Yeah. I gotta throw a rock.
Oh, no, don't do that. I love this old house.
Well, no, don't you know about deserted houses? You make a wish and then you throw a rock.
But, George, it's such a lovely old place. I wish I lived there.
In there? I wouldn't live in there if I was a ghost. Now watch this. Hey, how about that, huh? Pretty good, huh? I broke a window, huh?
What's your wish, George?
Well, not just one wish, Mary. A whole hatful. I'm going to shake the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. I'm going to go to Italy and Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. And then I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to go to college and see what they know. And then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields, and I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high, and I'm going to build bridges a mile long, and hey, what? Are you going to throw a rock, too? Hey, that's pretty good. What'd you wish for, Mary?
Oh, no. If I tell you, it might not come true.
Hey, Mary, come on. What do you want, huh? Do you want the moon? All you have to do is say the word now.
Okay, the moon. I'll take it. And then what?
Well, then what? Well, then I throw a lasso around it, and I pull it down, and then you could, like, swallow it, see? And it would all dissolve, and then moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair, and... I'm talking too much, aren't I?
Yes. Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Who's that?
Old man Collins on his front porch.
Youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Hey, you come back here. Hey, you come back here and I'll show you kissing. It'll put hair back on your head.
George.
Uncle Billy.
George, get in the car quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to go, Mary.
George's father died that night, Clarence. So, of course, George couldn't go to Europe.
Wow, it is really fun to watch them act that out, Sue. And I know the opening is coming up on November 26th, if I've got that correct. And it's going to run clear through until December 11th, but not that many shows. November 26th, the 27th, then December 3rd and 4th, and then 10th and 11th. In Bellevue at the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts headquarters right on Lincoln Avenue. How many folks can, it's probably going to be a pretty intimate production, I would think, right?
What is it, Lynette, maybe 60 people?
60, yes. It's set up as a black box theater.
It's exciting to see. I hope you do more of this kind of thing, too. I think if you find it enjoyable, these guys are great to listen to. How can folks get tickets, or what's the best way?
Well, you can go to our website at pittsburghsavoyards.org. And Savoy Yards is spelled SAVOYARDS, in case you were wondering.
I wonder if Gilbert and Sullivan has ever been adapted for radio. It probably has.
I don't know.
You know? I mean, we've adapted it here for radio, but I'll bet you some others have done it, too. I know you brought another scene. What is the next scene they have?
Well, the next scene is all of a sudden all the money is missing from the bank, and George comes home to his family, and he is not in a great mood.
Poor Uncle Harry. Poor Uncle Harry. Here again, the cast of It's a... Do we have the full cast here?
This is the full cast.
Mm-hmm. Wow, all these characters. Here they are from It's a Wonderful Life, Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Daddy!
Daddy, did you bring the wreath?
What wreath?
The Merry Christmas wreath for the window.
I left it at the office.
Is it snowing?
Yeah, it just started.
Where's your coat and hat?
I left them at the office.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Everything's all right.
Isn't it wonderful about Harry? We're famous, George. I'll bet I had 50 calls today about the parade and the banquet. Your mother, why, she's so excited.
Must she keep playing that?
I have to practice for the party, Daddy.
Mommy says we can stay up till midnight and sing Christmas carols.
Can you sing, Daddy?
Better hurry and shave, George. The families will be here soon.
Families? I don't want the families over here.
Excuse me.
Have a hectic day.
Oh, yeah, another big red-letter day for the Baileys.
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you?
Yes, Daddy.
Excuse me!
Excuse you for what?
I burped.
All right, darling, you're excused. Now go upstairs and see what little Zuzu wants.
What's the matter with Zuzu?
Oh, she got a cold. Caught it coming home from school. They gave her a flower for a prize, and she didn't want to crush it, so she didn't button up her coat.
What is it? A sore throat?
The doctor says it's nothing serious.
Oh, is the doctor here?
I called him right away.
Oh, is she running a temperature?
Just a teensy one.
Oh, gosh, this old house. I don't know why we don't all have pneumonia. This drafty old barn. We might as well be living in a refrigerator. And why did we have to live here in the first place and stay around this crummy old town?
George, what's wrong?
Wrong? Everything's wrong. You call this a happy family? Why do we have all these kids?
Daddy, how do you spell frankincense?
I don't know. Ask your mother.
Where are you going?
Up to see Zuzu.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, what happened to you?
I want a flower.
Oh, where do you think you're going?
I want to give my flower a drink.
Here, give Daddy the flower, or I'll give it a drink.
Look, Daddy, some of the petals came off. Paste it.
Oh, yeah, all right. Now, I'll paste this together. Oh, there it is. Good as new.
Give the flower a drink.
Okay. Now, will you do something for me?
What?
Will you try to get some sleep?
But I'm not sleepy. I want to look at my flower.
I know, but if you go to sleep, then you can dream about it. And it'll be a whole garden.
It will?
Uh-huh.
These guys are great. Bruce, Sarah's, Bailey, Frankie, and Bob, thank you. What a great scene. And let me turn back to Mama Sue. Can you recap the run dates and how folks get tickets? Lynette, can I help you too?
Yeah, Lynette has to help me.
Okay, so it opens on the day after Thanksgiving, November 26th, and then runs 3 weekends, but just Friday and Saturday, and it starts at 7:30, and the tickets are $15.
In beautiful Bellevue, Bellevue.
It's 523 Lincoln Avenue, right on the street there. Can't miss us.
Thanks to all of you for being here this morning. Somebody just asked Craig and Macon if this will be live streamed.
It will not.
So,
and the reason is because this is a licensed production and they don't allow it really.
So maybe somebody, maybe you can call and somebody will leave the phone off the hook or something. We won't tell anybody. No, we can't do that. Well, thank you, PittsburghSavoyArts.org.
Thank you for having us.
Ticket information. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.